Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Golf Zone Range by David Ledbetter. With the latest golf technology in Little Ferry, New Jersey, and now in Westbury, Long Island, learn golf faster. Visit www.golfzonerange, that's golf, Z-O-N, range.com. And by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality, experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by iBeCool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with iBeCool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice-filled technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. iBeCool.com. It is my pleasure to welcome in the legendary Pat Bradley. Pat and Beth Daniel have been honored all week at the Cognizant Founders Cup, the LPGA tournament taking place at Upper Montclair Country Club in Clifton, New Jersey, which honors the 13 founders of the LPGA. And boy, what a pleasure, Pat Bradley. Great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Ann. It's nice to be with you. We were together many, many years ago in discussing golf, so it's nice to be back with you again.
Yes, you were one of my guests on Sports Interview, a cable show I did for, 17 years, and that was a long time ago, Pat. You look obvious. You look like you're just beautiful, and you look so young, and 31 career wins, 6 major titles. You played on 3 Solheim Cup teams and captained the 2000 Solheim Cup team, inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame in 91. I could go on and on and on about you, and, you know, I just love this tournament, Pat. I mean, I talked about it in last Sunday's show as well. Any tournament that recognizes history, and in this case, the 13 founders, right? I just love it.
Exactly. And I mean, if there weren't our 13 incredible women that persevered, had passion for the game of golf, had passion to start an organization where women could play in tournaments and display their skills, you know, we wouldn't be here today at Upper Montclair. So it was, I knew many of the founders. In fact, I played with a few of the founders, Patty Berg, Marilyn Smith, Marlene Hagee. So to honor them as often as we can, it's what we should do.
Absolutely. It's such great education for younger players and fans, and it is what we should do. I just love every second of it. So how has the week been for you?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, Beth and I have had a great time. Mother Nature hasn't been too kind to us, but, you know, we are in New England in May, and these type of weathers can happen. But I got to tell you, Ann, these athletes, these players, they're just displaying great golf under tough circumstances with the cold and the wet. They are not letting anything bother them, and they are shooting great numbers. I mean, Rosang and the young lady from Sweden, they are just displaying some incredible golf. At this, it's a great golf course, Upper Montclair. It tests every shot that a player has, and that's what a championship golf course should do is test every club.
Absolutely, I played had the great opportunity to play with Minji Lee in the Pro-Am, who won this event a couple years back, and she said this is the hardest course that she thinks that she's played on the LPGA Tour. It's very tough. And as you say, the weather conditions have been, you know, you had some rain, you had a lot of wind. Madeline Segstrom leads at 19 under by one shot over Rose Zhang. And these two, it was so compelling. I couldn't take my eyes off the coverage. You know, they are just playing lights out. I mean, incredible play.
They are, and lights out. They are 10 shots, basically, 10 11 shots ahead of third, which is, you know, Nelly, who's a fabulous player and, you know, was trying very hard to win her six in a row. But, you know, it's interesting. And I won on this golf course in 1983. It was called the Chrysler Plymouth. And, you know, it is just testament to this great golf course that it has stood the test of time over these many years for these very talented athletes to be here again and test their skills.
That's right.
It is amazing that this golf course still holds up. And, you know, these young kids are you're just playing great golf. And to see them fly that ball into these greens with tough pin placements, I mean to tell you, these pins are not just in the middle of the green. They are really on corners of the greens, which can be diabolical if you miss the green. And that's how good these young athletes are today.
That's right. It's so incredible to watch, you know, even, you know, Sagstrom, when she wasn't in great position, got up and down to save par.
Yeah.
So did Rose Zhang. And, well, of course, obviously the biggest storyline, Nelly Korda playing to win
yeah.
a record-breaking sixth straight title. She did not have a Nelly Korda kind of day yesterday. She carded a plus 173 and at 8 under. Overall, she's
yeah.
11 shots behind the leader, Madeline
yeah.
Sagstrom. But what are your thoughts about Nelly Korda? What a journey it has really been for her and will continue to be.
Well, you know, I think, you know, she is a generational talent. I mean, you know, there was Nancy, there was Annika, there was Lorena Ochoa, and now there's a Nelly Korda. I mean, this young lady has everything. She has the total package. And, you know, she might not have won her sixth in a row, but I wouldn't put it past Nelly to start another run further down in the year. I mean, that's how talented she is. And she is just a wonderful young lady. I've, you know, met her this week. She's very humble. She's, you know, and then, you know, to walk the carpet at the Met Gala, she was absolutely stunning.
Yeah, beautiful.
And she has taken the LPGA to a new level, both on and off the golf course. So I am really proud of her. And I wish her all the best. I know, you know, you never say, you know, something could happen today. I mean, she could shoot 62 today, and, you know, the others might stumble, but you never know. But still, what a tremendous talent and what a great ambassador to our tour.
Absolutely. And just being at the Met Gala, looking stunning.
Oh.
You know, she said she got out of her comfort zone a bit by going, but all that exposure is so great for her and the tour, certainly.
Exactly. Yes. And it'll just help her grow, you know, and mature and get stronger and stronger, both on and off the golf course.
Now, in 78, Nancy Lopez won 5 straight tournaments, and you snapped her win streak. So talk about them. What are your memories from that streak, Pat? And, you know, I'm interested to know what the attention was like back then from a media and fan perspective.
Well, I'm sure Nancy was, I'm sure the media attention Nancy received wherever she went was over the top. But, you know, she was being wooed by her first husband, who was a sportscaster in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And, it's hard to, you know, go under the radar when you are trying to go for that 6-1. And I just had a great week. She didn't have a great week like Nelly might be having today. But, records are made to be broken, and I broke her record, and she's still not happy about it. and a lot of her fans weren't happy. I received some very stern letters of, why did you do that to Nancy, our Nancy? But anyways, it's all been fun. It's, you know, I mean, it's all, we're having a good time. with it lately. But I know Nancy's probably very happy today that her record is still intact.
Talk about, Pat, how far the LPGA Tour has progressed, you know, since you played in terms of prize money. I mean, today the winner will earn $450,000. Now, obviously, if you compare it to the guys, because the winner today at the Wells Fargo on the PGA Tour event will earn $3.6 million. But when you, you know, consider what you guys played for, you gals, and what the women are earning now, I mean, how do you look at all that?
Well, I mean, it's wonderful to look at. And I mean, this is what my generation was to do. We were to leave it better for this generation to enjoy life, to, you know, to not have to work, you know, the off season. When I joined the tour in 1974, and we had about 30 events. Now, the total prize money with those 30 events that needed to be divided up between 80 players, we played for $1.2 million. Now, these young ladies today, these athletes are playing for $120 million. Now, I mean, that is that's just incredible. We celebrated Judy Rankin in 1978, I believe, to be the first woman to reach 100,000 in a year. So, I mean, the tour is just growing. It's big business now. And, I mean, we were kind of like a little family back then. We were, you know, traveling, you know, together. We caravaned together. You know, this is big business. You know, Nancy was probably the only one that had an agent back there. These young ladies, they all have agents. And you have to go through the agents to, you know, to get to these young ladies. They're so busy. It's a, you know, it's almost a 24/7 job with their social media and their Twittering and everything. They have a lot. They got a lot on their plate. And then they have to travel the world. I mean, we traveled out of the country, but you know, we did go to Japan, we went to England, but these young ladies, they're gone at, you know, months at a time playing out of the country, and that's not easy. The traveling is getting tougher and tougher, but they're earning great money, and they're displaying their greatest gift, and that's the game of golf.
That's right. The progress has been incredible when you hear your perspective and you hear how far the LPGA Tour has come since you played. Before I let you go, this week you announced that the Massachusetts Golf House will house your many trophies and memorabilia. You'll even have your own room there across from Francis We Met. I mean, that is so great. Congratulations, Pat. That is super.
Oh, and thank you so much. I am thrilled to know where I am going to you know, be for the rest of my life. The Mass Golf House has been just wonderful in helping me through this process. We are now working on doing the build out of the room. And as I say, I am right across the hall from Francis We Met. Down the hall are the Curtis sisters. And on the other side of me is Donald Ross. So I have some great neighbors that I'm going to spend time with, and to keep my collection. You know, I have five brothers, and I could have divvied it up, but, you know, and they don't want to worry about my stuff. They don't want to have to deal with it. And being being born and raised in Massachusetts, I only live, you know, 40 miles from the golf house. To keep it all intact, I am just thrilled. I couldn't be happier. I look forward to when we announce the opening of the room and having people come and gather, and I can share my stories of each trophy that I won.
I love it. Well, congratulations on all your success. Enjoy the final round at the Cognizant Founders Cup, and I can't wait to talk to you again. Pat Bradley,
Thank you, Ann, and thanks for all your support that you give to women's golf and to the game of golf. Thank you, Ann.
Golf Interview with Ann Liguori is brought to you by Golf Zone Range by David Ledbetter, with the latest golf technology in Little Ferry, New Jersey, and now in Westbury, Long Island. Learn golf faster. Visit www.golfzonerange, that's golf, Z-O-N, range.com. And by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality, experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by iBeCool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with iBeCool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. iBKUL.com.